This is Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness, Springfield's premier wellness consultants and chiropractors. On News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM, WTAX, our phone lines are open at 753-1240. That's 753-1240. Now, Ask the Expert on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM, WTAX. Come around to my
way of thinking. Take back your health. This is Ask the Experts. Dr. Chris, Dr. Sean, Dr. Shay, and a special guest in studio. This is exciting. What a fun day.
Hello, Joey.
Hi,
we're happy
Joey.
To be here, and we're happy to have our guest with us today. Yeah. As we start every show, we're going to start again today with our mission. Once again, at Reed Family Wellness, our mission is to help as many people in our community as we can be healthy and as healthy as possible and stay healthy without the use of surgery and medications. That is our mission. That's what we want people to know that we're all about. And if you have any interest in finding out what that life's all about, give us a call. You can find us at 698-5800 with the area code 217.
And exciting that you have one of those people that you're helping in studio today.
Yeah, we're so excited. We have our special guest, Rhonda, who called in on the radio station a few weeks back. I want to say sometime in July she called in. And we're going to get to her story and meet her real quickly. I want to say a special thanks to Kelly. Kelly Greeley, the girl to know on radio, who has given us this opportunity to, again, get out there and educate people. And people are starving for education, and people want answers, and people want to know what to do, and people want to know how to do this without drugs and surgeries. That's what we specialize in our office, and so we are here to serve, and we are here to help you. So please get on our website at reedfamilywellness.com. That's reedfamilywellness.com. Call us and let us know. But our special guest today is Rhonda. And Rhonda called in again a few weeks ago. And I'm just going to give a rundown of what Rhonda's complaints were. She came into our office on July 13th of 2018. That's mid-July. And I wrote some notes here that I'm going to read to you. Client presents with constant pain throughout her entire body, ranging from a 6 to 10 over 10 daily. So again, that's a pain scale, 10 being excruciating pain, 6 being just above average, moderate pain. She had this pain daily. Her symptoms began following a motor vehicle collision in 1977, which she spoke about that day on the phone. She sustained multiple injuries in this collision, including head trauma. Since then, surgeries have included rib surgery following the accident, and then some surgical procedure for reflux that apparently they did something to her esophageal area, the connection there between the stomach and the esophagus. Goiter surgery, where they remove goiters, right knee replacement, a pancreatic surgery in 2012 that caused a massive infection that really, as she quoted, really threw her system out of whack. Since that surgery in 2012, Rhonda had noted terrible diarrhea ever since that surgery, and it occurs every time she eats something. When her diarrhea is bad, she can have literally 15 to 20 bowel movements a day, all diarrhea. She is currently taking medication for GERD, which is gastric reflux, or she was, I should say. Medications for GERD, tremors, high blood pressure, restless legs, and insomnia. She had constant headaches for so many years, she couldn't remember how long, but she said it had been decades, and severe headaches. She also noted that she has constant fatigue. And I put in parentheses here that her current diet, she did no dairy and no sugar, but eats fruits and veggies, but doesn't take any vitamins. So that kind of gives you a brief history. And what I'm going to do, Rhonda, since you're here with us today, we're so excited to have you, and thank you once again for coming. Just talk about that day when you called in and tell Joey about how this all happened.
Okay, well, I had just recently been praying, and I had told the Lord, well, if this is my lot in life, then with your help, I can keep it. I can live this. I can do it. And then shortly after that, I don't even know if it was the same day or when, but I had the radio on, and I was walking to, and I heard this doctor say he could help with headaches. And I didn't know if the beginning, the end of the show or what, but I called in right away because I said, I want to know who that doctor is.
Sure.
And where he is.
Right.
And so then somebody said, well, you want to talk to him? And yeah, I did. And so then I met this wonderful team, and they work with you individually, and it's everything, and it's all natural. And it's just made such a traumatic change in my life all of a sudden. I never would have believed that it would have happened, because I take so many medications.
And you're in pain every day, right?
Every single day. And, you know, they don't let you have pain medications. So, I, you know, two Tylenol twice a day. Well, that didn't even face it. Because some days I couldn't even move. Right. I couldn't even lift my head. So it was so bad. So I just thank God that I found these guys.
And I'm going to make a note here. So here's what happened. So on July 13th, we met with her. Dr. Sean did a consult, a thorough consult, got a lot of information about her background, which I just reiterated. And then we went on vacation for a week, and our office closed. And we came back and met with Rhonda when we got back in early August. And we treated her three times. And on August 8th, now, again, she had three treatments to date. Patient or client notes no bad headaches since beginning treatment.
Which you had been having every day.
Oh, yes.
For 30-plus years.
Yeah, I've had headaches every day. Some of them were horrible, and some of them were functional.
Wow.
And she says she still has headaches, but they're minor. They're like, and I said, Rhonda, what percent better? And what'd you tell me? 90% better in her headaches. Okay,
wow.
So again, and what I loved about, and I reiterated this on a few shows back, what I loved about Rhonda is that the hope that she had in her voice and in her expression was just dramatic, the dramatic change. She went from literally feeling hopeless to within a few treatments, just literally becoming a different person. Mm-hmm. And then tell about the story about your MD that you told us all the way out here about the diarrhea.
Well, you know, when you've got diarrhea, you're practically homebound.
Right.
You are. And so I told this particular doctor, and she didn't say anything, and didn't, you know, she said, well, you've had tests, and we don't, anyway, it didn't go anywhere. And so I was to take anti-diarrheal medicine. Well, that didn't do anything. So
once again, she's in a situation with no hope. She sees her MD. Her MD has no idea what to do with her other than put her on anti-diarrhea medication. Again, another medication. Guess what? The brain and body don't like medications. We're finding that out. We know that. We've known that. I've known that for the last 33 years. This is the information that we're trying to get to people. Our bodies love good nutrition, proper care, good treatment. You know, what do we do to help people with headaches? What do we do to help people with any type of symptom? We adjust their spines. We adjust their craniums, their skulls. Why do we do this? Because that helps balance the brain. We talk about brain balance all the time, and brain balance is crucial for people wanting to be healthy. So we're going to get back in. We're going to talk to Rhonda some more in the second session. And just again, this is such a phenomenal story that we wanted to share with this with people.
Yeah, it is. It's fantastic. Rhonda, glad you're here. We're going to talk more as we roll through the afternoon on Take Back Your Health on Ask the Expert.
You're listening to Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness, Springfield's premier wellness consultants and chiropractors on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM. WTAX. Welcome back to Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness, Springfield's premier wellness consultants and chiropractors on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM. WTAX.
Baby, I feel good from the moment I rise.
This is Take Back Your Health on Ask the Expert, and talking about feeling good, Rhonda is feeling a whole lot better after seeing the team. I like how you put that, the team at Reed Family Wellness.
Rhonda, we are so happy Rhonda's here with us today. For people who weren't around the first part of the show, Rhonda was a young woman now who called and young woman who called in. Actually, what is your age, Rhonda? 77 year old, or year young. We like to use the word young in our office, no matter what age you are. But
like the sign in your office says.
Exactly.
It's not the years of your life.
Yeah,
it's
Abraham,
the life in your years.
Right, right. Yeah. The Abraham Lincoln saying, yes, in our office, yeah. Anyway, she came in, she'd called on our show, and she came in as a patient, and we gave a history of her and her situation. We finished off session one talking about the fact that she had diarrhea 10 to 15 times a day, and her MD had no answers for her other than to put her on an anti-diarrhea medication, which didn't work.
And I want to interject, because she told us this on the way, which I was surprised to hear. I hadn't heard this yet. You said they did have to put a stool in the bathroom, or in the basement,
yes,
right? Go ahead and tell them that. This is wild that it was this severe.
Well, our laundry is in the basement, and it's a nice cement floor. It's not finished. It's just, you know, 60s house. And I couldn't go down there and do the laundry.
So she couldn't go down to the laundry because she was having so many bowel movements.
Yes.
That they had to put a stool in the basement just to be able to, you know, get laundry done. Which, yes, goes to show, I mean, this is, you know, people have, not necessarily everybody has that problem, but people have problems that keep them from simple tasks. I mean, how simple of a task for most people is it to do your laundry?
Right.
Pretty simple. But when you can't do things like that, I mean, it affects you mentally, and it's a big deal. So when we see people coming in that are kind of, you know, beat down by how their health is affecting
them, had to take steps like that.
There's, yeah, nothing better than being able to help these people. That is once again, it's our mission.
And when, wow, you can't leave the house, you know, it's depression. Yeah. I mean, I didn't think it was depression, but it's a sadness.
Yeah.
You know, you're with your family, but you can't go out in the things that you want to do. Like, I'm an artist and I like to go to art shows and show my work, and I couldn't. I could only be there a short while, and I'd have to come home.
Right.
You know what? This just excites me to my core, because I love hearing stories like this. And being in practice for up to 24 years myself, I've gotten to hear this stuff, but I've never had the opportunity to actually bring people out into the public and have them talk about it. And so I'm excited, because again, this Rhonda's life has been changed so much in a short period of time, and we're talking literally less than a month, in a few weeks' time, just dramatically changed. But anyway, getting back to the diarrhea, I recommended that she get on a probiotic, a very intense probiotic that we have in our office, and some enzymes.
And what do those things do?
Well, the probiotics, again, we all have good bacteria in our guts. And when you're having diarrhea like that, you're flushing all that good bacteria out, and you just can't retain it because you're having diarrhea and all that stuff gets flushed out. Well, that's good bacteria is important for good digestion, good absorption of nutrients. So literally, you're kind of starving because you can't absorb nutrients, because every time you eat, it's going right out the other side. So what's that going to do to your health? More importantly, if your body and more importantly, your brain aren't getting fed, why do you think, mm-hmm, then she's starting to fall into this depression and all these other things are happening just because she's not getting fed? So we put her on this good bacteria that starts to infiltrate her gut lining with the stuff that she needs to break down and start to absorb these nutrients. And then I put her on some enzymes to help her better digest the food, yes, she is eating. And what happened, Rhonda?
Well, before, every time I ate, I'd have to be in the bathroom within a half hour.
Okay.
And so that meant if you went out to dinner, you had to be home right away, so you couldn't go very far. Now, I don't. My food actually digests in my stomach, and it makes me feel stronger. I'm not as weak, because my muscles were getting weak. And as long as he does his part, and then I have to do my part.
Right.
There's things I have to do. It works.
And the beautiful thing is, again, what I love to say, because we hear from a lot of people, I feel tired all the time. I feel fatigued. Well, again, where's that stemming from? What I feel bad is a lot of times we hear these stories all the time from people. The medical people they don't know how to respond, because they are taught to deal with things with drugs. We're not. We deal with people with spinal and cranial adjustments, with good nutrition. We always recommend that people, if nothing else, get up and walk. because the body likes motion and the brain likes motion and the brain wants motion. And I'm a big fan of literally just walking only for exercise. I'm completely content. Someone says to me, I walk 3 times a week. I'm like, that's great. That's awesome. Keep it up. So, again, people get, I think, frustrated because they think that being healthy again takes a lot of money and takes and they don't know what to do. And having studied this stuff 33 years, again, by studying my own health, I have been able to reduce. I know, why do we get such quick results with people? Because we have the information. I've studied this stuff. I'm giving it to my children who are now with me in my office. And we get quick results because we know what to do. And here's a perfect example.
And I used to walk all the time. Mm-hmm. And then I couldn't walk.
Why? Because you're having diarrhea 15 times a day. Couldn't do your art shows. You couldn't go down the basement and do laundry.
No.
So tell us some more about your back pain and things like that.
Well, then I had an incident where I severely injured my back. And a year later, it was still hurting. And really hurting. I mean, I couldn't stand for more than 3 or 4 minutes.
Wow.
And it made it very difficult to just even take care of the home. And I tried different things. No pain meds, because, you know, after you have surgery like that, you get a little bit of pain meds, and then that's it. And, again, Tylenol wasn't going to help me. And so I happened to tell Dr. Reed. So now I can stand at the sink and do all my dishes. I can make a bed. Excuse me.
That's right.
I can do all the normal things that people used to do, and I walk my dog.
Wow, that's beautiful. I'll never forget when I first started practice many, many years ago, and I was treating an older woman, younger woman in her mid-70s. But she was old when she came in, but she left young. And what I never forget, because this is just, again, excited me. She came in one day, and I said, how's your low back doing? She said, guess what? She said, I was able to bake cookies today without pain. Now, think about that. Something that just, like you going down the basement to do your laundry, just some simple task that you enjoy doing. She couldn't bake cookies for her grandkids because of her low back pain.
Right.
And now she was able to bake cookies. And that just stuck in my brain. And I thought to myself, my God, you know, what did I just do for this woman? And again, what I love about what we do in our office, we promise you we will never use a drug on you. And we promise you we will never do surgery on you. But we will help you and teach you how to get healthy and stay healthy and stay that way for a lifetime. Wow, that's a beautiful thing.
Oh, absolutely.
Are you doing your art again, Ron?
Yes, I am.
What do you do? Tell us what you do.
Well, I belong to Stauncey's Pop Art Club.
Okay.
We're a group, and we show at Arlington's or pop-up art now and then. And yes, I do mostly painting, and then we can go and put up our displays, and people can come through and see them and purchase if they want.
Right.
And it's like 6 to 9, and you know, by 6 o'clock I was worn out from putting stuff up, and by 7 I was gone.
Right.
So, I'm excited. You know, that's the hobby that I picked up after I retired.
Right.
And I couldn't stand at the easel anymore either.
Right.
Now I can't. I didn't have to paint for a little bit and then sit down.
What's your family and friends? What are they saying?
Well, they're happy.
Yeah.
My friends, I didn't really say a lot about, but my family, they're excited. Yeah, they, instead of them always coming to me, and you know, I'll be able to go see them.
Yeah, you know what, and I still want to talk to your daughter one of these days when she gets a minute, but yes, I agree. And again, the family is excited, and the family is glad that she can get up and move, and that's, again, her quality of life. I want to, you know, just talking about quality of life, we are all about improving people's quality of life. And again, no drugs, no surgery. This is what people want. And that's exciting.
And this is essentially what the purpose of the show is going to be. I mean, we want people to understand that there are other options. What would Rhonda be doing to this day if she hadn't listened to that show?
Yeah.
I hate to think.
Yeah.
But she didn't, and she heard us, and she took that next step of, I'm going to get in there and I'm going to do something about this. Which is that, you know, that step that I think, you know, some people still have, that fear of the not knowing. And that's why we wanted to bring her in today, because she's a prime example. I mean, she's been in our office for a month, less than a month. So to have her story out there for people to hear, to realize there is another option.
Gives other people hope.
Give other people hope, exactly. Yeah. So as people listen, we're always wanting to emphasize, please share the show with your friends. We always post to our Facebook afterwards. We're going to have a new website soon where we're going to be posting these radio shows in podcast form. We want people to get educated. We want people to get informed. We want people to, once again, know that there is something else out there and that they don't have to rely on medication.
Next time.
We got it.
Whoever would have thought that chiropractic would do this to your body?
We would know, but a lot of people wouldn't.
We'll discuss that next session.
Exactly. How do we get a hold of you, Dr. Sean?
You can find us at reedfamilywellness.com. That's R-E-I-D, familywellness.com. Our office is located pretty central Springfield at 2920 Chatham Road, and our office phone number is 217-698-5800.
Please. This is Take Back Your Health on Ask the Expert.
You're listening to Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness, Springfield's premier wellness consultants and chiropractors on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM, WTAX. Welcome back to Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness, Springfield's premier wellness consultants and chiropractors on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM, WTAX.
Dancing days are here again. Summer evenings grow.
Give us a call this afternoon, 753-1240. That is the number for Take Back Your Health on Ask the Expert. And if somebody, Dr. Sean, if somebody wants to get a hold of you, how can they do that?
You can reach us at 217-698-5800. We are also at reedfamilywellness.com. That's R-E-I-D, familywellness.com. And feel free to shoot us any questions. If you want to give our office a call, we'd love to sit down with you and see what we can do to help improve your health.
Awesome.
So we got our special guest, Rhonda, in today, who called on in our show, and she came in to see us, and she just had some phenomenal results in a very short period of time. But you know, I just in that, I love that Led Zeppelin song, Dancing Days Are Here Again. And for Rhonda, Dancing Days are definitely here again.
Mm-hmm.
You had mentioned, Rhonda, as we were finishing the last segment, that you were surprised that a chiropractor could help you when you went the what's called the, quote, conventional route of going via medicine and medical doctors, and they couldn't help you other than put you on more drugs that didn't help you. And lo and behold, you came to our office. We're just chiropractors, but but we are special chiropractors because we are what are known as neurologically based chiropractors. We deal and focus on brain, the brain. Why do we do that? Because what does the brain do? The brain controls every aspect of your being and existence. And what happens is when your brain gets out of balance, guess what? Your body follows. And when you start developing symptom after symptom, you got to look at the brain, what's going on in the brain, how is stress affecting your brain. So this is what we deal with people. And we see great results because we know where to start. I have so many stories we can tell, but let's get back to your situation. What did you say? What was that quote she was saying during the break there?
Oh, somebody. I said we were made right, but we screwed it up.
We were made right. So again, if you believe in God, and we do, God made us to be whole and self-healing, and we screwed it up. I loved that comment when she said that, because we do screw it up. And some of us don't know how, but we talk about all the time about eating good foods and staying away from garbage and a lot of processed foods that do nothing for you nutritionally. Speaking of that, getting back to Rhonda, her energy level is great, and she's able to do things she wants to do again. What I told Rhonda when she first came in and had the diarrhea, I said, Rhonda, I'm not going to put you on any vitamins or minerals right now, because one, the first thing we have to do is we have to get your digestive tract in order. We got to stop this diarrhea. We got to get your digestive tract functioning the way it was designed so that you can better absorb nutrients when you do eat. And I don't get me wrong, I could recommend a lot of vitamins to you that you eventually need, but I also know that, you know what, step one is let's get your digestive tract functioning better. So we put her on a couple things for diarrhea. We stopped that. Then we put her on something else to help her digest better. Now what we'll start to do is we'll start to add some vitamins and minerals to actually start to feed your body so that potentially you can get off some of these medications you're on that aren't, you know, as far as we are concerned, aren't ultimately necessary, even though you need them right now. So I'm looking forward to that, but again, in our office, we take one step at a time. We don't want to waste your money. We work very efficiently, and we're very concerned because we know people, guess what? People have a lot of financial responsibility. So we're just very good and very conscientious about what we do.
And going into the last break, when we were on break, we were just kind of sitting here having a conversation. And I was saying, Rhonda, you know, some of the things that we've already touched on that has improved along the way, but I was saying, what else has there been? Go ahead and tell them about your sleep. That was awesome.
Yes, I forgot that. That's one of the main things. I hadn't been in the office, I don't know, maybe four times. And I told Dr. Reed, I said, you know what? I slept all night. I did not have to get up and walk around to get rid of the pain. I didn't have to, because I can't sleep on one side very long, and then I couldn't sleep on the other side very long, and I definitely could not lay on my back. And so I'd always have to get up and walk around and then try to get sit in a different chair, a lounge chair or whatever, and try to sleep.
So that was every night?
That was every single night.
For how long?
A year.
Okay. Full year of not getting any good sleep.
Right. Yeah. And I slept all night one night, and that was the most exciting thing that happened to me in a long time.
Which is awesome, and I remember when it was me, because I was taking care of her that day, and I was just, you know, kind of touching. There's when we go through things with the patient, we're touching on everything and asking how things are improving. And I remember her coming in the first day, and when I was doing that consultation examination, I could barely, and I'm not just saying, I could barely put my hands on her because she was in pain. I mean, literally top to bottom. Yeah. And she said when we just went over the break and we're talking that she literally feels better top to bottom. And once again, we want people to realize, is she 100%? Absolutely not. But
she's 90%.
Per her own word, she said 90 to 95% better headaches, bowel movements, head to toe feeling amazing. And on top of it, sleeping better than she has in over a year. And she said also that she had fatigue terribly every single day. And I was just asking, well, how's the fatigue? Go ahead and tell me what you told me.
There isn't any.
None. Which I did, when before asking her that, you know, 5 minutes ago, I didn't know that it was zero fatigue, which, you know, I love hearing that. That's amazing. That's why we do what we do.
I don't fall asleep. I don't want to take a nap in the morning, one in the afternoon, and go to bed early.
And we will tell you, any of us in our office, Dr. Sean, Dr. Shea, or myself, we will tell you, we are not healing you. We are accessing your healing capability by doing things that your body wants. Your body wants movement. Your body wants movement in these joints that are locked up from stress and just chronic long-term stress. And your body wants good nutrition. And again, when you start giving the body what it wants, here's a perfect example of what the body's capable. Think about this. In a month's time, since 1977... she's been miserable. It's now 2018, and in 1 month, she is 90% better. And that's not really even a month, but I'm ecstatic. I'm never surprised because I do this for a living, but I'm just, you know, I can't emphasize enough. This is how God designed us. He designed, or no matter what your belief system is, we were designed to be healthy. As she said, as Wanda said, we screwed it up. Well, you know what? That's why we're trying to get our clients the right information so that they can attain that good health again as quickly as possible and maintain that good health literally for a lifetime. So I tell people, as I probably told you, Rhonda, that when you came in, Rhonda, not only do we want you to feel good, we want you to feel 10, 20 years younger, because you will.
Oh, boy.
Because you're going to feel like you haven't felt in a long time, and that's a beautiful thing. You know what? I just had this conversation with a young guy today. I said, you know what? I feel good, like the song says by the Kinks. Mm-hmm. From the moment I rise, I want everybody else who wants to feel good to feel good. And so we love to help people. We want people to realize that, you know what, it's okay to feel good. It's okay to have a great life and high quality of life. That's how it was meant to be. Mm-hmm. As you mentioned, we tend to screw it up. Yep. And so thank you. I can't say enough. Or just thanks for coming in and sharing your story with us. It's
well,
awesome.
Thank you, Dr. Reed.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
All right. If you have a call, our number is 753-1240, 753-1240. This is Take Back Your Health on Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness.
You're listening to Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness, Springfield's premier wellness consultants and chiropractors on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM, WTAX. Welcome back to Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness, Springfield's premier wellness consultants and chiropractors on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM, WTAX.
And we have some calls on Take Back Your Health this afternoon. This is Wade. Hi, Wade. Wade, are you there? Wade? Wade? Not sure why Wade's not there. Judy's there, though. Hi, Judy.
Hey.
What's your question?
Well, my husband had bypass, triple bypass in January, and he's just not bouncing back from any of it. He won't do as much exercise as he should. He's on oxygen, which he's never been on before. He can't lay down in bed. He sleeps in his recliner, and his legs are always hurting, and now they're starting to actually, they're real hard, like there's not much circulation down there because he's not moving them, and they're having blisters and just everything, and I'm at my wit's end.
Yeah, I bet you are at your wit's end. This is Dr. Reed. You know, keep in mind that triple bypass surgery is a very, very, very in-depth, extensive surgery, really taxing on the body and the brain. What is his age? How old is your husband?
Judy?
Yes.
How old is your husband?
He'll be 67 in October.
67. So again, in my
too
book...
young for this.
Yeah, I was going to say, in my book, that's... You know, here's what I would recommend, Judy. If you can get him to... get up and get in our office so we can sit down and consult with you and just figure everything out. I mean, obviously, he's not recovering well, and that's not a good thing. But one thing we need to do is we need to get him movement again and start, you know, so like with Rhonda, who we were just talking about, we start out simple. We get a full disclosure of everything that's going on with him from head to toe. We want to know everything, not just, you know, and also, you know, stress levels, what his life has been like, how did he end up leading into a triple bypass surgery, did he have a genetic history? There's just a lot of questions that we want to get an in-depth consult with you and with him so we can find out what's going on. But as I recommended, if you can get him into our office to do a consult, we'd love to sit down and talk to you. I would tell you, based upon what you tell me, this has been since January, so we're at, what, 8 months now, coming up on 9 months. Yeah, he needs help, and he needs help quickly, because I can assure you sitting in a chair is going to make him go downhill more quickly.
All right, Judy?
Yeah.
Yeah, please, if you can get him in, call our office at 217-698-5800. Again, both of you come in, let's sit down and have a talk, and we'll figure this thing out. We'll figure out how to get his life back again.
All right, thanks for the call, Judy. Remember when you guys call in to turn your radios down, please. I think we have Wade back. Hi, Wade.
Hi.
Hey, what's your question?
So I do a lot of sitting because of my job, a lot of driving, a lot of desk time, and I developed a end of my tailbone pain that just about drives me nuts occasionally. I didn't know if you had any recommendations.
You said end of tailbone pain. Did you have any falls on your tailbone by chance? Any falls, Wade? Can you hear me?
Wade, did you ever fall down?
I've had two back surgeries for herniated discs. One about 10 years ago and another one about 25 years ago.
What was the first one, did you say? How many years ago?
Years and 25 years.
10 and 25, all right.
I wonder if he can't hear me.
I'm not sure. Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, whether you can hear me or not, again, so you've had two low back surgeries for herniated disc. So, again, not seeing you, not taking you through range of motion and things like that. First thing is, realize that the sitting position is the worst position to be in for low back pain. It puts the most stress and strain on your low back. And so that's a bad position for you to begin with. But keep in mind, you've had two surgeries. And so there's going to be some scar tissue in there from the surgeries. And that becomes a big problem. You know, they say that less than 50% of low back surgeries are successful, and in my thought process, and I think that the scar tissue becomes the biggest problem. So it's something that, again, can be helped. You just, I'm going to say this because of what I do. You need the best treatment, and you're not getting it. Give us a call. Please come in and consult with us. There's zero doubt in my mind that we can help you feel better. Again, the beauty of what we do, we don't use drugs. We don't use surgery. But you've got some scar tissue. You've got this tailbone pain. You've had two herniated discs, two surgeries. You're already set up to experience this pain. And that pain is set up in your brain. Your brain and your body look at that as completely normal, and that's not normal. So one thing we do in our office is we begin to break these patterns, change the way that the brain perceives the body, and the body begins to heal. And again, Rhonda, our special guest today, is a perfect example of this. She was complaining about her low back, not able to do the things she wants, not able to go to her art shows to even do art. And within a month's time, and I can't promise you that everybody's going to have this type of result, but within a month's time, actually a couple weeks' time, Rhonda is a different woman. So Wade, again, if you get a chance, give us a call, 217-698-5800. Come in, let's do a consult. We appreciate your calls today because we're here to help people. And again, we do it as quickly and efficiently as possible and with no drugs and surgery.
And something else that I wanted to touch on that Rhonda happened to say earlier in the show that we always like to emphasize is she said, I would go in the office, you know, they would put me through whatever routine we have her do in the office that day. And she said, but then I'd have to do stuff outside the office.
Right. A little homework.
A little bit of homework. like I talked about last week, I came up with the golden rule for health. You know, treat your body the way you want your body to treat you. And everybody has to realize that we're not all dealt a bad hand, okay? A lot of us have a play in how we feel. And there's something to be said for people who have ill health. Realize there's something that you're probably doing in your day to day. And when you first, you know, I think that's a tough pill for a lot of people to swallow. But once you do, put the ego aside and realize, hey, there's some things that they've got to change here. And you're willing to put forth the effort. And guess what? You can have a healthy life. You can feel great. You can have energy. You can sleep well. Everything that Rhonda has said today, everybody can experience that. What is your willingness to put forth the effort to make that happen? Is there a financial aspect to it? Well, you're darn right it is. I mean, I wish we could give this away for free, but we can't. there's also, you know, the aspect of having to make some day-to-day changes. It's not going to come super easily every time. She's a prime example of just the fact that, I guess, the sky's the limit.
Right.
I mean, that's the truth. The sky is the limit. We have this woman who, you know, like I said earlier, thank goodness she heard our show. Thank goodness she gave us a chance. We give 100% effort for anybody that walks in our door. And like Dr. Chris was just saying, that doesn't mean everybody's going to have this snap back, you know, literally flip everything on its head reaction. We can get really good results really quickly. She has had remarkable results. And that's why we had to get her on here. We had to let people hear it from her, you know, from her words on the life-changing things that have happened to her in a very short period of time.
There is one thing I will guarantee anybody who comes in our office. There is zero doubt in my mind we're going to improve your life. Zero. Why? Because of what we do, because of what we know. Real quick story to finish off with today. And I was at the Y the other day working out, YMCA downtown, and I heard overheard these two guys talking about their digestive tracts and their bad acid reflux. And these were young guys. And I heard one of them say, well, you know what? I cleaned up my diet and I felt so much better. But then that weekend I went out and I ate crap again and I felt the acid reflux again. I'm right. Like, and Dr. Sean just put it in a nutshell, treat your body like you want your body to treat you. Wow, this guy noticed that he ate better. His acid reflux decreased, but yet he decided to go eat crap again and then experience...
there's some give and take there.
I know we're all human, and don't get me wrong, I have my days where I enjoy foods that I don't normally eat, but I'm going to go ahead and finish our next show next week and what we're going to talk about. Dr. Shea's going to jump in here.
Yeah, so stay tuned next Wednesday. We're going to be hitting on a lot of weight loss and fad diets. I know that's a big part of our society nowadays, what works, what doesn't, and then we're also going to hit on a lot of thyroid issues. I don't think a lot of people are aware how common thyroid dysfunction is, especially in the United States.
And that can affect weight, right?
Affect weight 100%. Yeah. And just what we can do as far as what we do in our office, nutrition, everything and like that.
And aside from that, like we always tell people, you know, where you can get a hold of us. Once again, readfamilywellness.com. You can call our office. If you guys ever have any subjects that you're wanting us to talk about, if there's things that people are interested in health-wise that you'd want to hear a show about or a segment about, email us. You can find us at readfamilywellness.com. Once again, R-E-I-D, Family Wellness.
But that's our website. Our email address is readchiro, R-E-I-D-C-H-I-R-O. Read Cairo at comcast.net.
All right. That's going to wrap the show. Rhonda, thanks for coming in. Glad to see you're up and doing a lot better. And we will talk to you next week on Take Back Your Health on Ask the Expert.
This has been Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness, Springfield's premier wellness consultants and chiropractors on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM WTAX. For more information on Reed Family Wellness, call 217-698-5800 or visit reedfamilywellness.com. And join us again next week for more Ask the Expert on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM WTAX.
Reed Family Wellness. The best of health to you.
Call Reed Family Wellness at 698-5800.